This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There are some bad ideas like the Edsel and New Coke that disappear fairly quickly. Then there's some like Smell-O-Vision. Some movie makers tried Smell-O-Vision in the late 1950s, where a signal from the film track would trigger a system that puffed aromas into the theater. But when the smell of the wet dog rolled into the scent of honeysuckles, the new medium lost its charm for many filmgoers. But an artist named Megan Dickerson, who's also the manager of community programs for the Boston Children's Museum, is trying to revive Smell-O-Vision with showings of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory this fall, in which oscillating fans will forcibly waft the smells of blueberry pie and banana taffy over the audience, as well as the scents of dirt, grass, and sushi. Ms. Dickerson hopes eventually to organize a Smell-O-Vision film festival that would include Willy Wonka, among other films. But we hope not the campfire scene in Blazing Saddles.